Is it election night yet? This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with NIU's Matt Streb. Today we'll examine the primaries in the 14th, 8th, and 18th congressional districts. Let's start with Illinois 14, where the incumbent is Randy Hultgren, a Republican. Two Democrats seek to challenge him this November. They are Dennis Anderson and John Hosta. Anderson lost to Hultgren last time, so he has some campaign experience. The newcomer, Hosta, is an account executive at Merrill Lynch. Matt, these look like traditional Democrats. Anderson wants to invest in infrastructure and review the defense budget for possible cuts. Hosta wants to hold the line on Medicare and Social Security. Which candidate is firing up the Democratic base in the 14th?
You're right. There are very few differences between these candidates. Dennis Anderson before, he actually ran and won the Democratic primary in 2012. So he actually has won an election of some sort. He carried 41% of the vote, which wasn't particularly impressive, but in some ways, given this district, it's a Republican-leaning district, people, and he didn't have a lot of money. It was actually better than I think a lot of people thought that he would do. Hosta is out there. He's running as a conservative Democrat. And if any Democrat could win in the 14th district, it would be a conservative Democrat. And so, you know, I've seen some people kind of make the argument, well, Anderson's had the chance before and he wasn't successful and maybe we need to go on to somebody new. I think it's kind of a moot point, to be honest, because Hultgren is in a very good position in November. I hate when people say it comes down to turnout, but turnout's going to be interesting in these elections because, first of all, turnout's going to be low.
Because it's a primary.
Because it's a primary. And if you're going to get any sort of turnout, it's going to be on the Republican side because of the gubernatorial election. And when you get a very low turnout, that can be really difficult to figure out which way it's going to break.
Nearby in the 8th, we have the opposite situation. Two Republicans want to challenge Tammy Duckworth in a pretty Democratic district. Manju Goel, according to her website, is a self-employed consultant. Lawrence Kaifish is a Marine veteran of the campaigns in Iraq and Afghanistan. Who is raising the most money in the primary?
Right now, you know, Goel has raised more money. Kaifish, I mean, if you look at Kaifish, a former statewide wrestling champion, he looks the part. I mean, he really, if you look at him, that should not come as a surprise. He's trying to make some inroads, hasn't had as much success from a fundraising standpoint. The other thing, though, that's interesting about this is that Goel is Indian American, and the 8th District, believe it or not, has one of the highest concentrations of Indian Americans in the country. I'm kind of interested to see how this goes on election night.
I'm trying to imagine what it's like in the Duckworth campaign. Who do you think they are more concerned about, Goel or Kaifish?
I think Goel probably has the potential to raise more money, but like so many things that we've talked about, whoever wins this race, Duckworth, she's sitting there right now with $1.2 million. She'll be able to raise some more money. I think this is going to be a tough race as well. It's certainly not one that is necessarily a safe Democratic district, but I think it's going to be one that's going to be very difficult to pick up in November.
Well, let's move to the 18th, which reaches into the southern portion of our listening area. Incumbent Republican Aaron Schock has no opponent. Two Democrats want to take him out, Rob Mellon, an Army veteran, and Daryl Miller, a Mennonite farmer. Miller wants to change Social Security, gradually increasing the retirement age. Mellon has a jobs plan that he says will include public investment in infrastructure and for veterans looking for work. Which candidate is proving to be more appealing to Democrats in the 18th?
Tough to tell because there's absolutely no polling in this race. Neither of these candidates are going to be what you call this is not anything against them personally, but they're not A-list candidates. They haven't raised any money as of December 31st. I'm sure they've raised some money since then, but certainly don't have a lot of money. If you look at Miller, if you look at what Miller says is the reason why he ran for office, he said, well, I voted for Democrats in the past and Republicans, and essentially it seems like he's saying the Republican Party has never really became the compassionate conservative party. That's not really a way to win a Democratic primary. Mellon is saying, well, he's running. Why is he running against Schock? Well, because Schock's office wasn't responsive to a request that he made, essentially. These are not going to be the A-list candidates. And here's the other thing that you need to know about this race is that, first of all, Aaron Schock won 2 years ago with over 70% of the vote. And I just mentioned that Tammy Duckworth is waiting for the winner of the Republican primary with $1.2 million in the bank. And you went, wow, right? Aaron Schock is waiting for whoever he has as an opponent with more than $3 million on hand right now.
And so I hit the floor.
And so this, you know, I mean, it's, again, good for democracy that you've got it, going to have a contested race and things like that. But the party is not going to put any effort into this race. They're not going to put funds or time into that. They've got other seats that we just talked about. They're more concerned about either picking up or maintaining. And so it's very difficult to know who really has the advantage here, but whoever has the advantage is going to be in for a long couple months.
I want to expand on this a little bit. You said good for democracy when you have a contested race like this. You mentioned Aaron Schock and Randy Hultgren in the 14th, sitting pretty right now. Mm-hmm. Tammy Duckworth in the 8th district, again, sitting pretty, lots of money, and yet we have people competing for the right to challenge them in November, mm-hmm. people who are who face maybe an uphill climb. Why is it good to have these contested elections?
Well, I think that, you know, look, it's going to be tough to beat an incumbent that's well-funded, even in a time when Congress's public approval stinks. It still is very tough to beat an incumbent. But I think, you know, in democracy, you have to have choice. If there's no choice, you really risk some big problems. And so in theory, at least, you have an opportunity for a candidate to get out, and you're going to see whether it's Rob Mellon or it's Daryl Miller, whoever wins, they're going to go out and they're going to try to hold Aaron Schock accountable for the votes that he's cast in Washington and distinguish themselves from Schock and present a different view of maybe the way government should work.
Matt Streb chairs the political science department at NIU. He will join me election night for live coverage as the results come in. Matt, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Can't wait, Dan. It's been great to be with you again.